from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulvedo, and we begin in Oceanside, where Republican Congressman Daryl Issa got an earful this weekend. ISA's constituents quizzed the congressman on the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. A replacement bill is making its way through the Republican-controlled House in Washington, D.C., and ISA says that bill needs to have incentives to keep people enrolled in health insurance.
But the fact is, I do not believe that we can strip away both employer and individual mandates and not find both a carrot and a stick to get people to be financially, fiscally responsible for their own decisions.
Now, the Republicans do have a metaphorical stick of sorts. Orange County Congresswoman Mimi Walters tells the California Report that people who leave exchanges then re-enroll could pay a hefty price to come back under the Republican plan.
So if you have a person who is currently on the exchange and they go off the exchange and then want to come back on the exchange because, let's say, they got sick, then, yes, they would be penalized 30% on top of their premium cost. We want to make sure that people stay on the exchange and that and continue to have insurance, and they don't decide to go on and off having coverage just when they get sick.
That's Congresswoman Mimi Walters. KQED has a handy guide of what's in the Republican proposal. You can find that by going to my Twitter feed. I'm at JohnLGC. We're going to move on from that story, but stay in Southern California. It's been a year and a half since an underground natural gas storage facility in northern Los Angeles County blew out. Now, state regulators are asking whether the Aliso Canyon gas facility should be reopened. But reporter Molly Peterson says there's another question, whether the storage field is necessary in the first place.
People living near Aliso Canyon say the answer to that question is clear.
Shut it all down! Shut it all down!
Residents of Porter Ranch protest at every public meeting. They say the field is too risky, and lawyers for Los Angeles County agree. The county has just sued state regulators to keep Aliso Canyon closed until a fuller investigation of the leak's cause is complete. That lawsuit also aligns the county with several environmental groups and consumer watchdog's Lisa Tucker.
It's time to let it rest.
Tucker says California doesn't need Aliso Canyon. SoCalGas has other places to store the gas it brings in from out of state. And the company has balanced supply and demand, even without dipping into Aliso's reserves. Tucker says SoCalGas can encourage more people to use less gas instead.
It's not worth the risk of reopening the facility based on the fact that we don't need the capacity.
But the company's operations manager, Roger Schwecki, told state legislators last month that the biggest risk is in keeping the gas field closed.
It keeps me up at night wondering, because a single day, a single incident could have a problem. When you live on the edge, one small step and you fall.
Schwecki says that happened during a cold snap in January. SoCalGas says it couldn't move enough gas fast enough to meet peak demand, so the company withdrew small amounts from Aliso Canyon on 2 days. But an advisor to L.A. County, Steve Anderson from EES Consulting, is skeptical they really needed to do that.
We'd need more information from them to figure out that and to figure out if there were some hourly issues, something that happened within the day that caused them to need to withdraw gas.
SoCalGas and its regulator, the California Public Utilities Commission, say that hourly demand information is confidential, though the PUC is looking into the incident. Still, utility regulators seem to share the gas company's caution. Last month in Sacramento, the PUC's Ed Randolph pointed out that with Aliso closed, it's hard to have enough gas in the right places when demand spikes.
And the other fear is there's no ability to re-inject in the field and then use that for a heat wave later in the summer.
Oil and gas regulators may allow SoCalGas to reopen a third of the field before summer. But the bigger question about whether the field is critical to the state, no decision is expected on that from the PUC until sometime next year. For the California Report, I'm Molly Peterson in Los Angeles.
We go now to outside of Chico, where the trouble with the Oroville Dam spillways is over. Yet the worry that the area may be chin-deep in water remain. We called KCHO reporter Mark Albert, and he says the community is worried about their future.
In general, people are frustrated. Beside the existential fear of a spillway or dam failure, the reality is also quite painful. In many cases, people's workplaces were shut down during the evacuation, so they lost at least 3 days of pay, though many businesses were closed for longer periods. Meanwhile, many of those same people who didn't end up in a shelter ended up having to pay for accommodations in motels or elsewhere and eating out. At two community meetings hosted by Butte County Supervisor Bill Connolly, quite a few speakers were demanding some way to be made whole.
This is an area of the state that is very independent and is in many ways conservative in their views towards the government. So there's already kind of this general distrust of the government, and then this happens.
Exactly. You know, and I think that this incident really reinforces all of people's suspicions and instincts about the government and the state government specifically in its either being incompetent or spending money on the wrong priorities.
Mark Albert is a reporter at KCHO. He joined us from Chico. Mark, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, dedicated to a healthcare system that works for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. The James Irvine Foundation, honoring the recipients of the 2017 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards. Learn more at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
We had clear skies for most of the state last night, meaning people got a big, bright moon right in their faces. Moon that has been shining for some 4.51 billion years. That's according to research published this year by UCLA scientists. Now, this would make the moon at least 40 million years older than previously thought. And if that doesn't put today's news in perspective, I don't know what will. This has been the California Report for Monday, March 13th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.